This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. Hypertension. 67 million Americans have been diagnosed with the condition, more commonly known as high blood pressure. Before menopause, estrogen may protect women, but after the age of 50, women's rates of hypertension go up. That increases our risk of heart disease. And you might not know this. Actually, more than half of women don't. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in the United States. Most people take medication to control it, but researchers at UCSF's Osher Center are looking into a different drug-free treatment. Since 2010, they've been running a clinical trial with postmenopausal women to see if mindfulness meditation could do the trick. KALW's Judy Silber reports.
Anyone who's visited a doctor's office may recognize this sound. A blood pressure test. Once done, you might hear numbers like this.
120 over 60.
Normal blood pressure.
130 over 70. 140 over 90.
Getting higher. That's how it went for Susan Evans. As she got older, her blood pressure went up. Before menopause, it was fine.
Perfectly fine. Blood pressure was beginning to creep up, 140 over 90. I was like, not good.
Evans is a nurse, and she tries hard to stay healthy with diet and exercise. She didn't want medication. Later, she saw a flyer at the gym. That led her to a clinical trial set up by researchers at UC San Francisco's Osher Center for Integrative Medicine.
Welcome back to week 8 of Project Inspire. This week, we're going to talk about mindful breathing with thoughts and trust.
They told me that I would listen to a woman named Terry on the tape, and she would introduce the idea of meditation to me.
Just pause and see what's on your mind, how your breathing is in this moment, your emotions, just taking note of what is happening.
And while I was listening, they would test my breathing and my blood pressure.
The researchers wanted to know, could mindfulness meditation lower the risk for hypertension in women like Evans, past menopause with blood pressure that wasn't terrible, but not great either? Through mindfulness, she'd learned to watch her mind and her breath. If it worked, a decrease in blood pressure would lower her risk for things like heart attacks and strokes. Margaret Chesney is lead investigator of the clinical trial and director of the Osher Center.
Most medications have side effects. What we're trying to do is help people not reach the point where their physicians have to make those decisions.
Chesney and her husband, who is also a scientist, designed the clinical trial. They're part of a growing number of researchers who are exploring the benefits of mindfulness. The two stand out in that crowd. They're not devoted, true-believing meditators. Instead, you could say their marriage got them here. A marriage that fused separate interests in basic science and the relatively new field of integrative medicine, which takes a holistic approach to healthcare.
I grew up in a household where there was great attention to diet and exercise and these kinds of things.
In other words, a balanced approach to health. That has been Chesney's focus for years. Back in the 80s, she was already testing ways to treat hypertension without medication.
And we did get effects on hypertension, but it wasn't what everyone had hoped. It was not as effective as inexpensive drugs, and so the medications for hypertension really became very popular.
Chesney is pragmatic. She moved on in her career. Then in 2002, she married David Anderson, a scientist who had spent his entire career in basic research, obsessively studying hypertension. When he first started out, scientists still hotly debated the cause.
Genetics.
Salt.
Stress.
I was amazed to find that the cause of high blood pressure was actually unknown.
Anderson became like a detective, following clue after clue. There are likely several mechanisms by which hypertension occurs. But after many years and many experiments, he pinpointed breathing as a possible culprit and cure for some people. The tip-off came from an observation about carbon dioxide.
We observed that under some conditions, those levels of carbon dioxide increased above normal levels, and that's when blood pressure began to rise. And so we thought we were onto something there.
Did you catch that? High blood pressure correlated with an increase in CO2.
And to our surprise, this was more true in women than in men.
What was happening? Remember, we breathe in oxygen and exhale CO2. But if you hold your breath, carbon dioxide stays in your blood, and so the levels go up. Here's Margaret Chesney again.
And you know, there's even movies where they talked about breathe. Lois Lane goes up with Superman, and they're beginning to fly together.
You hear her catch her breath in shock. Chesney says women in particular may respond to stress by holding their breath. Have to say, I can relate. It can be so hard to breathe when I'm scared or upset.
Help!
Okay, but how does all of this relate to blood pressure?
Everything is so finely tuned.
You hold your breath, CO2 goes up.
When your CO2 goes up, your blood becomes more acidic. When your blood becomes more acidic, the kidney senses it.
The kidneys pick up this as the blood through the blood and realize this isn't ideal.
This is not right.
Normally, the kidneys act as a filter. They remove excess sodium, you know, salt, and we end up peeing it out. But when you hold your breath,
the kidneys will start holding on to sodium to restore acid-base balance.
You ain't going nowhere, salt.
That starts a whole other sequence of events. More fluid enters the blood vessels. For some people, it's no big deal. The blood vessels expand. But for others, the blood vessels can't adjust. And that's when blood pressure starts to go up.
This is, I would say, my theory. I would say it is not proven to the satisfaction of everyone on Earth, because there are many competing hypotheses, but it seems to have been incorporated into the current consensus of how things work.
This is where it helps to have a partner who believes in you and is also another scientist. A grant opportunity came up. Anderson and Chesney decided to merge their interests. She was intrigued by treatments like Ayurveda, acupuncture, and meditation that fell outside of mainstream Western medicine. So they designed two studies. The study on mindfulness meditation is one. They're also testing a biofeedback monitor that beeps whenever it detects that you exhale high levels of CO2. In other words, if you're holding your breath. The results aren't published yet, so they won't give me numbers, but Chesney and Anderson say both studies look promising. Participant Susan Evans says it's working for her.
I'm standing at my front door, and there's a sign with light blue in the middle, and it just has the word breathe in black.
Evans is the woman who didn't want medication and instead joined the clinical trial. We're at her San Francisco apartment, staring at a piece of paper stuck to her front door.
And underneath that is a blue dot that's stuck on the door as well.
They're supposed to be reminders.
Sometimes I look at it as I go out the door and remember to breathe and to be more calm or meditative. But sometimes I just rush out the door because the bus is coming.
Even so, Evans's blood pressure is down. She doesn't feel any different, but it's still a relief. Plus, she enjoys the meditation. As for Anderson, he's about to retire. He says it's gratifying that what is likely his final experiment may offer a treatment option for a condition that has been his life's work. It took a lot of persistence, but also a partnership with his wife, Margaret Chesney, to get here.
What I am doing now wouldn't be here without her. So, how much more can I say than that?
In San Francisco, I'm Judy Silber for Cross Currents.